Yesterday, I had a caller who read an article about a chicken being hypnotised. I've seen it done.
Yeah, you've seen it done?
Yeah.
What, for a paying audience or just generally?
No, for a vet. I took me chicken, it got stood on by me horse. And it broke its leg, so I took it to the vet.
Some days you just got to grab the tail of the show and hang on, haven't you, when the calls come in like this? Yeah, and you took it to the vet.
To see if he could fix its leg.
Mm.
And all he did, he drew a line with his finger from its forehead down its beak.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed the line in front of its nose about 3 inches.
Yeah.
And the chicken fixed its eye on that spot, and he just walked away in the back, and the chicken just stood still.
Mm, well, you don't think he slipped it, Sonny? You don't think the chicken
was
working?
He just walked away then, and I stood there, you know, in the mouth on. He came back in and just touched it, and it woke up again.
Yeah, you see,
a
lot of the time when you're watching Paul Daniels, you should be watching Debbie McGee. You follow me? And I don't know, sometimes things get worked out. It only takes a moment, but are you sure that there was no cahoot between the two?
No, because he showed me to do it, and he let me do it, and I did it as well.
Yeah, but this was just an ordinary one of your fowl, was it? Wasn't.
Yeah.
There's no way they could have met up beforehand and worked this gag upon you, is there? There's no bonus in it for the chicken to do that, would there?
No, it was a vet in Lancaster did it.
Did he cure the leg?
No, he couldn't. He had to get put down anyway. Yeah.
I know this is grisly, and I don't want to always take things into controversial territory here, but when a vet puts the chicken down, does he look at you and say, you know, do you want it?
Yeah, he did, yeah. He said, do you want to take it home?
Did you?
Yeah, no, did I? No.
No?
Oh.
What? You didn't?
No.
Why?
Well, I couldn't eat it. It was one of my babies.